So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10. Chapter 10 is there on the board, on top, in the middle, 10:15. Here on the book, if we open the middle part, here on the top, you can see chapter. So we should go in the middle section of the book, chapter 10. Chapter 10, and then verse 15, 10:15. Chapter 10, verse 15, 1-5. So, but before that, I want to quickly read this first page of the book. The first page, we're reading some prayers, auspicious prayers. Om Agyanati Mirandasya, page number 1. Om Agyanati Mirandasya, Jananjana Salakaya. Chakshurum militam jena tasmai sri gunave namaha Sri chaitanya manovistam stapitam jena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham sri guru sri yuta padakamalam Sri gurum vaisnavam cha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakambitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpata Rubyacha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Sorry for the meter. What was the best, but, keep trying. Verse 15, chapter 10, entitled The Opulence of the Absolute. Swayam eva manatmanam. Swayam eva manatmanam. Beta tuam purusottama. Bhuta bhavana bhutesha. You can repeat if you like. I say and then responsively normally we do like this if you like. This is Sanskrit language. Okay? Deva Deva Jagatpate Swayam Eva Manat Manam Beta Tvam Purushottama Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha Deva Deva Jagatpate Swayam Eva Atmanatmanam Beta Tvam Purushottama Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha Deva Deva Jagatpate Swayam Eva Atmanatmanam Beta tuam purushottama Bhuta bhavana bhutesha Deva deva jagatpate Would you like to try? Come on. This is good, you get purified also. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you do wrong. I mean, most probably you will do wrong. Yes? Okay, no problem. So word by word, translation, word by word, Swayam, personally, Eva, Certainly. Atmana. By yourself. Atmanam. Yourself. Beta. No. Tvam. You. Purusha Uttama. O greatest of all persons. Bhuta Bhavana. O origin of everything. Bhuta Isha. O Lord of everything. Deva Deva. O Lord of all demigods. Jagatpate. O Lord of the entire universe. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Which is quite long purport. Indeed translation, indeed you are alone, indeed you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Please repeat after me. Indeed, you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Purport. The Supreme Lord Krishna can be known by persons who are in a relationship with Him through the discharge of devotional service, like Arjuna and his followers. We'll explain, because if I don't explain you may get lost a little bit. So Arjuna, do you know who is Arjuna? Is this book was spoken 5,000 years ago by God, Krishna, to Arjuna in the middle of a big, big battlefield in India. So Arjuna is a warrior, is a commander-in-chief of an army, very, very big army. So Lord Krishna is revealing transcendental knowledge, knowledge about the soul, spiritual knowledge, to Arjuna, who is his best friend. Is a very good friend of Krishna, because God, according to Bhagavad Gita, is a person, and he has also personal relationships, you know. So here Prabhupada is actually explaining that the Lord can be known through devotion to Him, through devotional service, to what we are practicing here, actually. In this initial sentence of the purport. Persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. Mental speculation that leads one, maybe we can comment if it's okay in this way, like sentence by sentence. I feel like that. Yeah? Yeah? Why is better? Why is better? I've seen also, like Urmila, for example, she's a senior devotee, Prabhupada disciple, and she does it sometimes. Like, she reads one purport, one sentence, and he asks and involves people, what do you think about this? Because the tendency many times is that we just read, and then you can not focus, you know. The mind goes here and there, and there's just so many things we lose, you know. We don't reflect on every sentence. We don't really understand many things. Let's go quickly. Actually, every proper sentence is full of content, you know. So, yes, it's true. Normally, this is the way we do, but we're going to do like that all together. And then we come back. Yes, we have time. So, persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. Mental speculation that leads one away from the Supreme Lord is a serious sin, and one who does not know Krishna should not try to commit on Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the statement of Krishna, and since it is the science of Krishna, it should be understood from Krishna as Arjuna understood it. It should not be received from atheistic persons. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-11, Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jagyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdhyate. The Supreme Truth is realized in three aspects, as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and at last as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So at the last stage of understanding the Absolute Truth, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A common man or even a liberated man who has realized impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma may not understand God's personality. Such men, therefore, may endeavor to understand the Supreme Person from the verses of Bhagavad Gita which are being spoken by this person, Krishna. Sometimes the impersonalists accept Krishna as Bhagavan, or they accept his authority. Yet many liberated persons cannot understand Krishna as Purushottama, the Supreme Person. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Purushottama, yet one still may not understand that Krishna is the Father of all living entities. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Bhuta Bhavana. And if one comes to know him as the Father of all living entities, still one may not know him as the Supreme Controller. Therefore, he is addressed here as Bhutesha, the Supreme Controller of everyone. And even if one knows Krishna as the Supreme Controller of all living entities, still one may not know that he is the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, he is addressed here as Devadeva, the worshipful God of all demigods. And even if one knows him as the worshipful God of all demigods, one may not know that he is the supreme proprietor of everything. Therefore, he is addressed as Jagatpati. Thus, the truth about Krishna is established in this verse by the realization of Arjuna, and we should follow in the footsteps of Arjuna to understand Krishna as he is. So, basically, we'll go through again, and then we'll comment briefly on some aspects of the text. The purport. The Supreme Lord Krishna can be known by persons who are in a relationship with him through the discharge of devotional service, like Arjuna and his followers. Persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. What do you think, Madhu? How is it? How you have any comment on this? So, may I ask you some questions? Is okay for you? One question about how come you came? You felt like because it's your first time, yeah. So you are searching for God or some spiritual. What is the? How come? And it's very nice that you came, you know. But I was wondering because. Yeah, nice atmosphere, environment, the forest. Okay, good, nice. Yeah, It's explained that there are different people. You know that verse, Maru? Number? Who approach Krishna. There are four types of people who come to Krishna, you know. One is the one who is looking for wealth or some benefit, you know. 7:16 is chapter 7, verse 16. Some people come to God and they ask for favors, some material benefit, or they are in distress, you know, during the war, for example, or some disease. They come and please help my brother, my son, you know, help me because I have this problem now. I need some help of any kind, you know. So the distress, 7:11, you said, right? 7:11, 16, yeah. Chaturvidha vajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jigyasur artarti jnani chabaratarsava. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. So we read the purport? Yeah. Distress means somebody who is disturbed is having bad time, you know, for some reason, actually, you know, in difficulty, you know, like this. And yes, actually every one of us is, even if you don't know, let's say people who are in the streets buying things, you know, looking in the shops for some clothes, or you know, or any, everyone actually is actually looking for Krishna, really. Krishna says also this in the Gita, because everyone is looking for happiness, you know, somehow or another. We are all looking for, through family life, or through some relationships, or through acquiring different things, and you know, I want to buy this, I think that would make me happy, or meeting this person, meeting that person, or doing such activity or the other activity, I want to go on holidays to that place, or you know, or do gardening. Everyone is looking for that rasa. That rasa is a Sanskrit word that means some pleasure that you derive in relationships. For example, you know, I like to meet this person because I have good relationship. I like to be friend with that person, or to marry that person because I think I'll be happy. You know. So everyone is looking for that happiness, and Krishna is described in this one book called Brahma Samhita. It's described as Sat Chit Ananda. Ananda means is full of happiness. It's said that Krishna is the only person who can actually reciprocate with us in a way that nobody else can do, because he knows us better than anyone else, and he is supremely powerful, so he is supremely loving also, so he knows exactly what you need in every moment, you know, and he will never let you down, because you may have a good relationship with someone, because it's not that easy, but how long can it last, you know? Ultimately, at the time of your death, it's going to finish, isn't it? But with Krishna, with God, who is everywhere also, which is nice, then you can have you can establish an eternal relationship with God better and better, you know, increasingly more ecstatic and loving, and there is an exchange there that can go on and on, better and better, forever. Because Sat Chit Ananda, I was saying Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, and Chit means full of knowledge. Actually, we all of us are Sat Chit Ananda. We are all of us eternal. It's just that we have a material body, you know. The body is temporary. The body takes birth and dies. Nobody can say, I'm free from death, you know. Or disease, or old age. I'm going to get old. It's a fact, you know. But we are actually not this body. One of the main teachings of the Bhagavad Gita is, first of all, we need to understand that who we are. We are not this body. We are not man, woman, animal, bird, fish, or plant. We are not the body. We are eternal beings. We are eternal. We will never die. And we have a loving relationship with Krishna. So because we chant this mantra, we have a mantra. Mantra means it's a sound, sacred sound that awakens spiritual reality, liberates the mind from matter. So by chanting this sacred transcendental sound, the names of God, so we actually develop the eyes, the loving eyes, because we cannot see God unless we have a loving relationship, a loving attitude towards Him. You know, He will not reveal Himself to you if you don't love Him. So that's the idea, to develop this love. You know, like Jesus Christ also said the same thing. You have to love God, because you cannot enter in the kingdom of God if you hate Him, you have envy for Him, or we have all these things in the heart, you know, anger, pride, lust, greed, you know. And so by chanting this mantra, the heart becomes free from all these things. So this is why I'm trying to distribute around the world, so people can have the chance to purify their hearts and to come to the spiritual platform, to, which is already in us. It's what we are. It's not something external. It's that we are the soul and we have a loving relationship with God. And that is what really matters and what is eternal. And everything else actually, you know, family, country, work, or any material things that we may have, is actually really, 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 in a strict sense of the sense, is actually a dream. Of course we try to be nice with everyone and try, you know, to help everyone. But really what it really matters is who you are. And because you are the soul, if you act on the spiritual platform, then you become happier and happier. You know, it's described that this material world is produced, this world in which we live is made so that we actually, because this world there are some sufferings there, you know. I mean, if you think about it, it is really so many troubles in the world, you know. Wars, conflicts, and diseases, and so many, like cold weather, for example. You may die cold weather, or you may get into so many troubles, you know. You can see the news, for example. And the idea is that we don't belong here. This is not the world in which we are made, supposed to be, you know. It's like if you are inside a prison, you have to know that there is a place outside the prison, you know. So this is described as a prison house. In Sanskrit it's said Durga. It is so well designed that nobody wants to escape, because normally in a prison you realize this is a prison, you know. It's very clear that you are in a prison, but here it is so well designed that people, they actually in the illusion. This is that's why the mantra frees you from the mind shackles. We are trapped by the mind, because the mind, the subtle body, the mind keeps us here. So by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna attentively, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the names of God, pleases God within the heart. Krishna is there in the heart, and then He frees us from our Your friend, your mother? Your friend?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Carlo? Really? You also? Family? No. Okay. Okay. So, yes, basically, is your first time? How about, you know? But do you know something about Krishna? He explained, of course, of course. So, yeah, basically, this is because she is the first time in Hare Krishna temple, and I'm just going to explain more or less about. We have just one minute more. But basically, what we're doing is chanting the mantra and following Bhagavad Gita. This is Bhagavad Gita class. So, we're just commenting upon the situation of the soul, that we are not the body. We are not this body. We are not the mind. Yeah, but we think we are. So we think we are from Belgium or from Europe or from America or India or this country, that country. I belong to such and such family. I really think I am in a very deep way, rooted way. You know, for example, Socrates, the famous philosopher, he was not scared of death. He was taking poison because he was forced to, but no fear. But if we are put in a very difficult death threatening situation, you will probably, at least myself, I've been sometimes, normally this is the reaction, you know. We are reacting with fear or want to escape, you know, because we are not, this fear comes from ignorance, because fear from death, there is no death, actually. For the soul, there is one body after the next, you know. But because we think I am the body, I want to protect this body, I'm really scared. And so we have class now, so I have to finish. But basically, Bhagavad Gita is teaching that we are not the body, and how to get free from the bodily concept of life, bodily conception of life, through developing this relationship with Krishna. We have an eternal relationship of love, and then that relationship awakens us to another reality, which we are not conscious yet now. We are blind to that, we haven't experienced yet. So the mantra Hare Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. It is so powerful sound, the names of God, that actually awakens higher realms of consciousness. And we are able to perceive things that we don't perceive now. So in this way, we tend to give to others so people can get the benefit. Like that. So now it's time for bhajans. Any question or anything you want to ask? So, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Atta Carlo, please.